Live on Tape, Work in Progress, a World at Work podcast about work, life, and everything in between. With award-winning radio host Tom Alexander and Workspan's Not Safe for Work columnist Charles Epstein. Here are your hosts, Tom and Charles.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Work in Progress. I'm Tom Alexander. And of course, as always, I am joined by my good friend and podcast partner. It is Charles Epstein. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Tom. Today we have the august editor, managing editor, in fact, of Hashtag Evolve and Workspan, Mark McGraw, who will be joining us for, I believe, his fifth time, half his way to double digits.
Yes.
So that's very exciting. Looking forward to that. We did have a very interesting pre-production call, which is a fancy way of saying we spoke with him about 5 minutes before we hit the record button.
That is a fancy way of saying
Yeah. And as is often the case, it was almost as lively, arguably a little bit more lively than the conversation we ultimately had with him. Full disclosure, we did record it. But looking forward to speaking with Mark, as always. I know he's got a lot up his sleeve, a lot of stuff coming down the pike with Workspan and Hashtag Evolve, as always.
Yeah, a lot going on, as always is. And we'll have Mark join us in just a moment. Stay tuned. You're listening to Work in Progress.
Data, the mantra of business today. It's nothing new to World at Work. It's no small feat that they've been collecting data on salary issues for its salary budget survey for more than 45 years. Think about it, 45 years. Curious to know how your company stacks up? HR execs in the know rely on World at Work's salary budget survey. Shouldn't you too? Go to worldatwork.org/salarybudgetsurvey to learn more.
We're joined by Mark McGraw, managing editor of both Workspan and Hashtag Evolve. Although this is Mark's fifth time on the pod, I believe that's right, five times, Mark?
Yes, proud member of the Five-Timers Club.
Five-timer. This is the first time that, of course, you've been featured as guest, the featured guest, whereas in the past it's been a highly effective warm-up act. And that's not to diminish warm-up acts. I mean, after all, come on, Jimi Hendrix. Once warmed up for the Monkees. So, indeed. That said, straight from Electric Land Studios in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Mark McGraw Experience. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks, guys. And I do like to think of myself as, I am to managing editor as what Jimi Hendrix was to the guitar.
Ah, well.
not even close, actually.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate that that build up.
Sure. Yes.
I don't deserve it, but I appreciate it.
Yes. Hey, Mark, it is nice to have you on again, but on behalf of our listeners, you may want to go easy on the feedback.
Yes.
Any feedback, we'll give you, and our listeners will give you feedback.
Yeah.
How about if I set my laptop on fire?
Ooh.
Would that
be? Nice. I like it. I like a little Monterey pop.
Yes. But, guys, good to be back on the air with you. As always, there's much to discuss, and some of it has to do with the actual reason I'm here. I know we tend to go off in other directions when I come on. You know, for example, we spent the first 10 minutes or so of this conversation off the air dissecting the Ben Simmons situation here with the Sixers in my hometown of Philadelphia. No guarantees that we won't go off topic again today, but ostensibly, at least, I'm here to talk about our final Workspan issue of 2021, a year that, as sequels go, seemed like more of the same that 2020 had to offer.
Yeah, you know, sequels are really as good, but in this case, we'll take a lesson sequel. I could do without all the plot twists.
That's a yes, right? This 2021 was not the Godfather 2 of sequels.
No, we could do without the explosions, the vax and anti-vax chases, all that stuff.
Yeah. We're smart.
That's right.
Somebody had to make a Fredo joke in there somewhere.
Well, you know. Yes. It's inevitable.
Maybe I'm the managing editor's what Fredo was to the Corleone family.
Oh, well, from Hendrix to Fredo.
You know what? Let's put the difference and say you are the Mitch Mitchell of the editors.
Hey, you know what? Yes. I'll take that.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Speaking of, vaccinations and so on, and the pandemic, as a publications team, we're trying, but it really is, you know, even now, close to 20 months into this, you know, it's hard to not look at everything really through the lens, you know, of the pandemic. And that was a big theme again in this issue we're talking about here, you know, which is our global advisory issue.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully, again, as we're talking about sequels, hopefully this is going to start to lighten a little bit. But I guess it's safe to assume that the pandemic is going to be here, or at least, you know, the after effects, the lingering effects are going to be here for some time. So it's safe to assume, and it's better to, you know, game plan as though that's going to be the case.
Absolutely. And, you know, as the name of this issue implies, you know, we wanted to take this issue to look at the challenges that our members, our readers, you know, who are comp and rewards leaders around the world, you know, and the challenges they're facing in their respective regions.
Sure.
And we got input from a lot of corners of the world for this. You know, for our cover story, for example, we went to members of World at Work's Global Advisory Council to offer some perspective on what's top of mind for rewards leaders around the world right now.
Yeah, you know, actually, we have it on good authority that you spoke with Mr. Ernst. You know what, Mark? I'm not going to even hazard a pronunciation on his last name. Can you help me out here, please?
Steltenpohl.
Steltenpohl. Excellent. Co-founder and a faculty member at the, what is that, Expertise?
Yes, correct, sir.
Expertise Academy in the Netherlands.
Yes.
Don't ask us how we know. We have our sources. We also know what you talked about, but we don't want to get you too paranoid. So maybe you should share with our audience the gist of that conversation.
Yes. And Ernst talked to us naturally about how the pandemic has, you know, and we all know this has made it crystal clear to companies that employees everywhere can and will work remotely. And that's a trend that, you know, that absolutely isn't going to just go away.
Right.
And he talked to us about how, you know, for many European companies, and maybe this is true elsewhere too, you know, the organization's comp and benefits professionals are kind of the resident experts in working internationally. You know, and in many cases, he told us these rewards practitioners head up the mobility department and more frequently, you know, find themselves in an advisory role to the board in terms of international mobility challenges.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Mark McGraw. He's the managing editor at both Workspan and Hashtag Evolve. Mark, you know, in our pre-production meeting, you mentioned something on how multinational companies are solving the compensation puzzle, and that can get complicated even in the best of times, let alone during a pandemic, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And multinationals, well, it's kind of an extension of, you know, some of the comp challenges that every company faces, really. You know, whether, you know, regulatory requirements that differ from country to country, cost of living that varies from region to region and so on. There's, you know, a laundry list of things. But we spoke to Mark Reed, who is a managing partner and global leader of rewards at Willis Towers Watson. And he pointed to talent retention, as a lot of the folks we spoke to for the story, pointed to talent retention as he described it as a huge and widespread challenge, you know, for multinationals with everyone's calling it the Great Resignation, you know, upon us. We've all heard about that. So the job market is really a seller's market, and companies are trying to recruit to fill the gaps. And Reed sees a lot of companies panic hiring, as he described it, as business, you know, sort of picks up. And he really stressed to us the importance of ensuring the competitiveness of salaries as part of the drive to attract and retain key talent, especially digital talent, you know, or you know, remote workers.
Yeah. Is it just me, or do you also, when you hear the term "Great Resignation," it conjures up just a big collective massive sigh? Yeah. Every time I hear that.
I always thought it related to President Nixon, but that's okay.
Good point.
Yes.
But, you know, I wonder, speaking of this panic hiring, I wonder if there are signs that you've been a panic hire. It's something you may want to be on the lookout for. If you're hired in panic mode, chances are you're going to be fired in panic mode when the employer realizes they made a very bad decision. Right. So I would hate knowing I was hired in panic mode. Right. No, it's inevitable that I'm going to be fired in panic mode, which can't be a lot of fun.
You're kind of the rebound relationship.
Exactly.
You were hired in haste to help them forget about the last
people whispering
last person
never,
in that role.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, he was a panic hire.
Oh, that guy over there. Yeah. And he's soon to be panic fired.
we just freaked out. We lost complete sense of where we were. Right. We had no clue.
Right. In all seriousness, I think how companies are dealing with finding and keeping talent and the role that compensation plays in this battle is a sort of recurring theme throughout the issue. But we take on a lot of other topics too. We look at exec comp in Europe. What some companies in Latin America and elsewhere are doing to recruit and develop female talent, the effect of employee recognition on employee engagement in Asia. And we looked at some initiatives that companies in India have put in place just since the pandemic started as a way to help women rejoin the workforce.
Yeah, interesting. You know, we've spoken with any number of people the last several months on the podcast, coming at compensation from all different angles, ESG, recognition, all this stuff. And we're looking forward to speaking with a number in the coming year. It's just such a hot topic. And I forget who it was. It might have been the CEO from PayScale, or it might have been somebody else, where we were. It just occurred to us talking about compensation, how it is so fundamental. I mean, it's almost like it is the heartbeat of the organization, because so much rides on compensation, right?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely. And it's, you know, and over the years, you know, we've all seen, you know, the same studies and finding that, guess what? It's still pay that ranks, you know, at the top of employees' list in terms of what makes them want to join and stay with an organization.
Right.
Culture, you know, flexibility, work-life balance, these things are, you know, they're certainly important, some much more important than they were, you know, maybe in the past. But it still very much matters. And like you said, it's the heartbeat of the organization.
Yeah, it's like the old truism when they say it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And speaking of money and losing money, you know, I talked about, you know, the piece we have on, you know, Indian companies and what they're doing to help, you know, reintegrate women in the workforce post-pandemic, you know, well, during the pandemic for that matter. You know, we all know, we've all seen, you know, the statistics that working women have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic. Many women serve as the primary caregiver for young children, for instance, and globally speaking, women have left the workforce or felt they had to leave the workforce in much greater numbers during the pandemic. And this story focuses on that issue in India, but that's very much a global concern. And I think it kind of sums up how companies everywhere, regardless of geography, face a lot of the same challenges. Another theme of this issue, I think, and of course, we encourage everyone to check it out when it's available, just not quite a month from now, in mid-November, in print or at worldatwork.org/workspan. Yeah. And guys, you know, if I could double dip a little bit, we actually have, I won't give you a full overview of our Q4 issue of Evolve, but that comes out literally any day now. And Charles, you know, your latest installment of your NSFW column is featured in that issue on your experience as an influencer. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, it is kind of funny because the term influencer always struck me as being a little bit contrived. And these days, obviously, when you hear the word influencer, or at least when I hear the word influencer, I automatically think Instagram influencer, right. You know, which is a completely contrived thing. And
as I think you say in your column, you know, nice work if you can get it, right?
Oh yeah, you know, exactly. I mean, you know, and you know, don't get me wrong, you know, I've had influence, I suppose, in my own way. I've convinced people to hire me. I've closed deals. I've had moderate success in changing votes. My book, film, and dining recommendations are taken seriously by, I want to say, most of my friends, but at least some of my friends. I've cajoled women into dating and having sex with me. And my steely logic has on occasion cooled the white hot rage of my significant other. So I've made persuasive cases and changed minds, but not at scale. And not on a systematic basis, which is basically how you define an influencer.
So you're still not really sure what you did to achieve influencer status.
No, I don't. I mean, Tom, has anybody foisted the term influencer on you? And I know you're influential within the, sometimes influential within the Alexander household, but does it extend beyond that?
No.
I know you're an influencer. Well, I know as a band leader, mm-hmm. You exercise a good deal of influence, but beyond those spheres, Mr. Alexander.
No, not at all. In fact, it often doesn't leave this office. You know, forget the rest of the house. But I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by the white hot rage of your significant other. I just that I want to see on film someday. I have to.
Because you've seen my white hot rage, so it's hard for you to imagine that I'd be able to cool somebody else's white hot rage. That's what I'm assuming.
Right.
You're saying.
That's exactly. Yeah. What is it when an immovable force meets? I mean, it's just like,
yes,
it's one of those kinds of things.
Yeah. So when people talk about, you know, the cooler heads prevailing in the room, you're not typically that.
No. This almost seems like an astrophysics issue.
Yeah.
I take your point, Tom.
Yeah, the glowing orb of his house can be seen from outer space when there's these, you know, kinds of
yes, yes, like a supernova when it two is. Stars collide,
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't want to leaving, of course, a big gaping void a la a black hole. But I don't know how far we want to take this astrophysics metaphor. I can only get very scary.
Yeah, you've absolutely gone well beyond my expertise by this point.
Yeah.
Probably several minutes ago, but definitely. Yeah, so leading, astrophysics.
And my last comment leading to the heat death of my relationship.
On that cheery note.
Well, Mark, as always, it's great having you, and I'm sure we're looking forward to. You know, the half dozen when that sixth appearance Ooh. Comes, you know, we'll have yes. a celebration. But thank you for joining us for a record fifth time. It has been wonderful and lived up to all the billing. Thank you.
Wow, Tom.
And now we could, as soon as we stop recording, we can get back to our Ben Simmons conversation.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there. But yeah,
is.
Guys, yeah, really. Thanks as always for having me on. It was a great time, and looking forward to appearance number six.
Yes, as are we. Mark McGraw, our guest. He's the managing editor of both Workspan and Hashtag Evolve. Mark spoke to us today from Philadelphia. We'll be back right after these words.
Data, the mantra of business today. It's nothing new to World at Work. It's no small feat that they've been collecting data on salary issues for its salary budget survey for more than 45 years. Think about it, 45 years. Curious to know how your company stacks up? HR execs in the know rely on World at Work's salary budget survey. Shouldn't you too? Go to worldatwork.org/salarybudgetsurvey to learn more.
Wrapping things up now on Work in Progress, along with Charles Epstein, I'm Tom Alexander. Charles, you know, you really get to know folks after so many appearances on this show. It feels like Mark almost feels like a co-host sometimes.
Yeah, he does. And I have to tell you, this may not be great news to the powers that be at World at Work now that he's moved from warm-up status to mainline or headline status, because yes. Now he's probably going to be asking for headline money.
So, well, you know, yeah, like on Saturday Night Live, you start out as a featured player, right? And then you move up to the main cast. Well, that's sort of what's happened here.
Yeah, but, you know, I do feel some pride that we helped nurture him to that level.
Yeah, let's take credit for that.
A little bit. You know, I think over time he has stepped up his podcast game. So
yes, he has.
No, but yeah, as always, got a lot cooking. Always fun having Mark on. And looking forward to some of these things that are coming down the pike with Workspan and hashtag Evolve. I also know that they're putting together an editorial calendar for next year. We got a little bit of a sneak preview on that as well. I'm sure we'll have Mark on toward the beginning of next year to share and to give us a sneak preview of what's going on there. And I guess after this, we're going to now be having to reach back out to Mark to continue our conversation about Mr. Ben Simmons.
Yeah, you never know. It's the ongoing saga of Ben Simmons. Being a Philadelphia 76ers fan my entire life, this is something extraordinary. I mean, we've never really seen this before, but we'll see how it all plays out.
Yes.
And you know, it's taking basketball news nationally, I tell you.
Yeah, that. Yeah. No, actually, it was a fun conversation before we came on. Actually, it may develop where it has even broader implications, because earlier today, there were rumors or word that he's chalking some of his behavior up to some mental health issues. And as we know, that's become a real big issue in professional sports with Naomi Osaka, Michael Phelps, and others. If he, in fact, has been grappling with those issues, you know, I hope that he finds the help that he needs and he gets himself right. If not, if he's taking refuge in that, that's going to be a huge problem. And it's going to be very, very difficult for him to navigate through. So in a weird way, I hope it's odd to say it, but in a weird way, I hope it is a mental health issue, because otherwise he'd be trivializing something that should not be trivialized.
Yeah, 100% agree. Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that has been talked about for folks that are legitimately suffering from that kind of thing.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see how that evolves. But again, thanks, Mark, for coming on. I look forward to having you on for another 5 times. Get us to the double-digit mark.
Yeah.
And maybe next year we'll get there.
Let's hope so. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Charles, as always, a lot of fun doing this program with you every week. We'll see you folks next time right here on Work in Progress. So long, everybody.
This has been Work in Progress, a World at Work podcast about work, life, and everything in between, with award-winning radio host Tom Alexander and Workspan's Not Safe for Work columnist Charles Epstein. For more, visit worldatwork.org/workinprogress. That's worldatwork.org/workinprogress. Join us next week for another edition of Work in Progress.